Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and yes, your producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are here today live, another live show.
And another fantastic guest. Today is March the 27th and we have a amazing guest calling us all the way from the States. I love my American friends that always are a huge fan of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And I am really happy and honored. And I'm not going to take very much of his time because he's patiently waiting on the other line. I just would like to take my couple of minutes of your time that I love to take every single show just to thank you, to make sure that you are appreciated, and you definitely are. Just to make sure that we have right now over 10,000, going to 15,000 listeners all over the world here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. So this is fantastic, it's amazing, and we are definitely really proud of the work that we do here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. And thank you so much, everyone, for your support, for being part of this amazing network here that we have created in Toronto, Canada. And we have listeners, everyone, in Australia. So good morning to my Australian listeners. We also have listeners in North America, throughout North America, Canada, the U.S. We also have listeners in Australia, as I mentioned earlier. We have listeners in Africa, and the list goes on. I was able before to mention every single place, but I noticed that it's becoming harder and harder, and it takes more time of my show, and I definitely don't want to do that, take some time of my guest's show. I also would love to quickly mention that we are being sponsored right now by Nature Nova. If you are looking for nature programs, please make sure that you contact John at naturenova.ca. naturenova.ca, that is the website. So thank you so much for being part of sponsoring our show and for being part of the this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. If you are interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please make sure that you contact us at radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio, because this is a radio show, although things are changing, so I will talk about that, at lizt.ca, CA for Canada, because we are here in Canada. So radio@lizt.ca. And on that note, I mentioned that things are changing, and the reason is because we are now a TV show. Yes, we have our TV channel. The Lizzie T Show has a YouTube channel. So if you are in the Toronto area and you would like to be part of the Lizzie T Show, make sure that you contact us, radio@lizt.ca. We have gone as far as, within Canada, Ontario, Saskatchewan. We've gone as far as New York to record, and our shows are starting to, our YouTube show is starting to pick up, and we are really, really, really proud and honored that you are considering us to be part of promoting your book, promoting your business, promoting your coaching business, promoting your invention, promoting your singing and songwriting career. On that note, just I wanted to make sure that right after my interview, we are playing the music, and we've been having so many submissions, so many MP3s to be played here. And we know that as a singer-songwriter, you need a little bit of extra exposure. Well, here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are 150% supportive of your craft. So make sure that if you would like us to play your song, you can email us at radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca. And we will be happy and honored to be able to play your song. Today, we have chosen two songs, and they're going to be a surprise for the people that are listening to us right now. The songs are amazing. They're from, one is from a Canadian artist, and the other one is from an artist in the United States. So thank you so much for submitting your MP3. Now, I have help because we're getting bombarded by emails, and I had a VA, and my daughter, my oldest daughter, just asked me to do that VA job, and I am honestly couldn't say no. So my daughter is doing the VA job now, and so make sure that those songs that you're sending are definitely PR rated. We've had a couple of songs. I don't mind playing your gospel. I don't mind playing your rap. I don't mind playing your jazz. Any of that, just make sure that it's PR rated. Thank you. Well, I don't want to run out of time, and I just wanted to make sure that I introduce my amazing guest. He's an author. His name is Joe, and I'm hoping that I can pronounce his name properly, Semiyoko, and he will correct me. So let's bring him on with a huge round of applause. Hello, hello, Joe, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening? Hello? Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. Hi, Joe, are you there? Okay, well, we'll jump into commercial, and we will be right back.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. Joe, are you there? Hello, hello, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show, Joe. Are you there?
Yes, yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Fantastic. Yes, welcome to the show. Welcome to Canada. Now, you originally are in the United States. What part of the state are you in?
I'm in an hour away from Boston, so I'm Shrewsbury, which is central Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, fantastic, in Boston, Massachusetts. So welcome. How is the weather in Boston, Massachusetts now?
I'm trying to adjust. I just come from Bolivia, so it's kind of a transition now. I'm even fighting a cold right now, but I could not miss your show. I had to be on this show.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for making a priority. Thank you for being part of the Lizzie T. And you have a very interesting book. You are not just a regular author. You are somebody who loves to do a little bit of controversy. And I love about that. I was reading, yes, I was kind of flipping through the book in Amazon.com. And this is, you are, what is your background? So let's start on that note. What is, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Congolese born. What can I say? I was in the U.S. when I was a child because my dad did his PhD in the U.S. So we went back to Congo. My dad is a politician. I travel around the globe. As I'm an activist, a writer, economist. What else? I speak a couple languages. But what really got into my life lately is social economic issues. And that's what led me to write a book. Yes.
And I can see that by your book because, again, it's a very controversial book. It's not just out of the norm. And I love about that. So you travel all over the world. You came from another part of the world to the United States. Now,
yes.
When was it that you realized that you wanted to be a writer? Because I know everybody has a book inside of them, right, Joe? Everybody
yes.
has a story to tell, a very interesting story to tell. But some people just go ahead, just like yourself, and then just, you know what, I have to write about this. Or some people just never do that. So when was it that you realized that, yeah, you meant to be a writer?
I explain people most of the time, I say everybody has a song inside of them. But you start singing when you cannot hold it anymore in your mind. So to me, I don't consider myself as an author. I consider myself as an act of activist. I've traveled intensively around the globe. I didn't see poverty because I was somehow blind. I was trying to see something else. Until I went to Kenya where I met a single mother with a kid. I wrote about this experience in the book. And at that point on, I knew I had to tell a story. I needed to tell a story that might wake somebody else conscious and they can take my journey to another level or even push them to take on social issues.
Oh, well, so you just mentioned that you've been in Bolivia, and I have the opportunity to be there myself, and I'm South American born, so I'm from South America. I pretty much know all the countries in South America. This is fantastic that somebody like from Kenya that is able to see the other side. Now, on that note, your book, it talks about economy. So why should readers... What is so special about this? Why should they read this book?
The book is most... What's special about the book is I try to bring a new... the debate on about social, economic injustice to another level. Right? I took it away from the math, from the theory, from just, I call it cry baby solutions. You know, I'm like, okay... We try all these Robin Hoods, like tax people. We try on increase minimum wage. There's something else we can do that is not the same routine, you know. What they say is a fool. You got to be a fool if you do the same thing every time and expect another outcome. So my book brings about something I call ethosis, which is a new form of economy that people can discuss about it. It might be real or true. But I bring on the table something new, and let's talk about it.
Right, right. Now, is this something that with you growing up that you had always inside of you, or this is by you traveling the world and realizing, hey, there's a lot more to life than what I'm living right now. I need to write it, and you did. Now, how long did it took you to complete this book? Was it a big process? Did you encounter a lot of people going against what you were doing, especially when it comes down to social economy? I mean, it's a subject that not a lot of people are too comfortable talking about it. They don't have the guts. They don't have the courage like you do. So... Two questions. How long have you took? Yeah, well, I'm getting popped up here with this subject. I need to purchase this book. So how long did it take you, and how challenging was it to complete it?
It was challenging. The bigger challenge was writing the first page, because what I wrote in my book is like getting naked in front of people, like putting your idea out there.
Oh wow,
and,
the first page.
And expect people to hit you back. So the challenging part was writing the first page. After that, it was easy. It took me actually a year to complete the book. I wrote two books at the same time. So this is the first, I can call it first part, and the second part is coming in December. But if you say how long it took me really to have the concept, it took me 5 years to travel and piece by piece coming up with idea and coming up with...
Gotcha. So for my readers that have never heard of you, by the way, it's very, very important. This is what the Lizzie T Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info. So if people want to get in a hold of you and want to reach you or want to purchase a book, is there a website? Is there a link to the book? It's in Amazon, which I will post this on my social media. My social media, by the way, everyone, if you haven't heard, and I'm sure you have, is LizzieT.com, Facebook.com/LizzieT.com. And also, my website is LizzieT.com. And pretty much we're on Twitter, we are on Instagram, we are on Facebook, we are on you name it. So I have a link right now on my Facebook. You can click, you can listen to us right now live. It's March the 27th. It's a Friday. Ooh. Hail the weekend. And actually, I like every day. So Joe is going to tell us where we can reach the website and the link. So please go ahead.
Yes, the easy part is just Google Castaway for this reason, and is popping up all over. I even found out that somebody would like my book in Warsaw, Poland, somewhere, somebody would like. But you just have to Google Castaway for this reason, and you're going to find it. It's distributed by Venice Flytrap, which did a really incredible job, because I think there's nowhere in the world you cannot purchase the book, especially the electronic version. If you want to see my page, just Google Joe M. Sequimonio on Facebook.
Fantastic. And I have the link right now for the Castaway on the Amazon, so make sure that
you
click in there, the book. Oh, you're very welcome. The book is an amazing price for the Kindle. For you that loves to read on the Kindle, it's only $3.62, and you can definitely purchase the book there. And if you mention that you have heard Joe, the Castaway, at the Lizzie T Radio Show, my goodness, I'm more than happy. My job is complete. I am satisfied. One thing I love to
ask you, Joe,
for my listeners that are all over the world, and again, they want to get to know you, and I want to get them hooked in this book. I want them to pique their curiosity. What one thing could you tell us, one interesting thing that my audience could know about, perhaps the book or perhaps about you, something that will definitely find out why they should read this? Or
there's one thing that I wrote about the book. I say capitalism is not bad, but is for 18th century reality. Today the world has changed. Our capitalism is outdated, so we need to start thinking about a new form of economy that fit our reality. Forget about socialism and communism; those also are dead horses. And take a look into ethicists. What I bring on the table as a solution to social inequality. And maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, but it's going to give you something to ponder on, you know. So a new vision, a new way to look at the world today and our reality. Like I said, like before, you had the person with all the money had the right to get everything because he owned the means of production. But today we go to school, and we own our means of participation. So the word we've got to be recompensed for our participation in the enterprise need to change. Forget about wages in a different way and create new world that apply to their reality.
And you know what? You brought something really interesting. And I know a lot of people, and probably will be getting a lot of emails from people that are forward, not in favor to this kind of thing. And I have to agree with you to a certain degree that capitalist is definitely not bad. Why? Because for all the people that I work with, entrepreneurs and people that are into helping other people, they have the enough money and financial means to support themselves and support their business. A lot of things they give back. They give back to places that they actually need because they realize, I have all this. I'm a capitalist. I'm making enough that I'm able to share. So in that sense, I can see that capitalist is not it's not evil. The other hand, I was commenting with a friend of mine that this is going in the future, very futuristic. We're talking Star Trek. One of the episodes of Star Trek, people were asking, well, how much this cost? Because they went back to the past, and the person was saying, well, we don't deal with money in the future. And really, that made me think of what you said. It's not going to be about the money.
Yes. So it's a new discussion. Like, you're talking about it in a term of futuristic. I'm saying it doesn't need to be in the future. Because it needs to happen today. Because the longer we wait, the worse it's going to get. So why not talk about today and implement
That's
today?
True.
Because the reality is of today really fit what you are talking about. Let's talk about money. Let's forget even about economics, because it's a new sciences that fail us. Let's find the new sciences. Let's find the word we talk about money, distribution of wealth. What is wealth? What is life? What is subsistence? So let's go back on the drawing board and let's erase what people have been doing since the 18th century. And only then, when we decide to do that, we're going to find a way out of the abyss that we have dig ourselves in for the last 100 or 200 years.
That's right. Joe, I want to thank you so much for being part
You're
of
welcome.
The Lizzie T Radio Show, talking about your book, talking about your experience, talking about capitalism, which I know I'm going to get a lot of people saying, Liz, what are you doing? Hey, it's my show. I can do what I can do whatever I want, almost.
People try to shock me. I'm going to send you some people try to kill me. I said, go get Liz now. So that I can get a break.
The book, again, everyone, is Cast Away for the Reasons Economic to Die by Joe M. And the last name, can you tell me your last name? How do you say your last name?
Sekimonio,
fantastic. And you can reach him. You can reach Mr. Sekimonio at Amazon and his website. Also, he just gave it to us. This is recorded, everyone. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now. We are live. It's March 27. We have an amazing guest with a very controversial subject, which I love it. I am really welcoming a new subject like this, and this is definitely one of the ones that I enjoy the most. Joe, I want to thank you again. Any last word?
Just please get the book. Just read. The book is more about let's start a conversation than making money. Let's start a conversation, and that's what I want. That's what I'm trying to initiate. Thank you, Liz, for inviting me to your show, and thank you for any of your listeners, and I hope that I will make an impact in their mind.
And I'm sure you will do. I am so sure you will. Again, the book, everyone, is Cast Away for the Reasons Economic to Die by Dose Tekimokyo. And you can definitely look him up. Right now I have the link on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio. There's a radio button right now. You can click, you can listen. This is recorded, so if you've just missed anything, if you just tuned in, their link is there, and you can listen to this over and over again. Thank you so much, Joe. Make it a fantastic weekend. All the best. You're doing great. Continue doing, and I'd love to have you back with your second book. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
And that was Joe Sekimokyo, and that didn't take me too long to pronounce. The book, again, is Cast Away. Now, on the musical section, everyone, I know that you have been sending your MP3. And by the way, we didn't applaud him. We should, eh? Yeah. It takes a lot of guts to speak up and to say what you think. So thank you so much. So in the musical section, everyone, I have a couple of songs that have been sent in to us. And I'll be right back. And this is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog.
Blog Talk Radio.